Let's see.
We were talking about different kind of breads last time. And you were talking about what you call the kind of bread made with cornmeal.
Cornbread?
Yeah.
Does corn dodger mean anything to you? You ever heard of that?
No, sir.
Okay.
What about hoke?
No, sir.
I heard that. What about these things, you know, that are round? People like to eat them with fish. Might have onions.
Fish puffies?
Yeah. You ever heard of a Johnny cake?
No, sir.
Okay. What about this expression? Say there are two kinds of bread. There's a kind that you make at home, call that homemade bread. And then there's a kind that you buy at the store, you call that?
Store-bought bread?
Okay. What about these things that you make with batter and cook them in deep fat so that they have a hole in the middle?
Donuts.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any name for, say, if you took a lump of that donut batter and cooked it without the hole, would that be called anything?
Nothing at all.
Okay. What about these things that you make up the batter for them and you cook them 3-4 at a time, eat them for breakfast usually, put butter and syrup on them?
Is it fritters?
Okay. Have you ever heard any other name for that?
Yes.
Is a fritter the same thing as a pancake? Not.
Is that what you were talking about, a pancake?
Yeah.
What's
the difference?
I was thinking one of those things, they look like hush puppies, but they're not. They're not hush puppies, but they look like hush puppies.
Made out of flour, and that's a fritter.
Yes.
But this thing I was talking about, you.
Pancake.
Yeah. Ever heard any other names for pancakes?
Flapjacks, hot cakes.
Yeah. All the same thing?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Say if you bought some flour in a bag about that size, about how much would you say that was?
5 pounds.
Okay. And what about this stuff that if you were making homemade bread, you put in it to make it rise?
Yeast.
Right. And talk about these things that chickens lay, you call them?
Eggs.
Yeah. What about the inside parts? What do you call the?
Yolk.
Mm-hmm. What color would you say that is?
Yellow.
Alright. What about some different ways of cooking eggs that you know about?
Boiled, fried, poached. Scrambled.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So your mother cut the tops off of a bunch of turnips. You'd say she was making a mess of
turnip greens?
Yeah. When she cooks that, is there ever a piece of meat that she boils along with it?
Ham or something?
Yeah. Is there anything particularly called that other than just ham?
No.
Do you ever call it like salt pork?
No, sir.
Does it make any difference what you call it, whether it's got a lot of fat in it or mostly lean?
No, like, I don't know.
Fat back, sow belly, salt meat, none of that?
No, sir.
Okay. Say if you wanted to boil this type of meat that you usually eat for breakfast, that's probably...
Sir?
Type of meat you might eat for breakfast comes in strips.
Bacon?
Yeah. Anything else that might be kind of hot tasting?
Sausage.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Talking about bacon, say if you wanted to buy a lot of it, but not have it sliced up, you might say you bought yourself a whole
slab.
Yeah. And when you cut that slab up into slices, that part, you know, that's tough, that you might want to cut off, what do you call that?
Rind.
Okay. Is there another type of meat that you can get smoked besides bacon?
Ham.
Okay. Anything besides that comes to mind?
Turkey. Roast.
Okay.
Or beef.
Alright. What about talking about meat, the man that you would go to see or the man that you might buy meat from, you call him a
butcher?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Talking about meat that you kept too long.